Ross Matthews from Ease. Hello, Ross. Joining us on the line. Hello, Ross.
Isn't that fun?
Wait a second now. Is that trademarked? Am I going to get in trouble for saying hello, Ross? Are they uptight?
You owe me 50 cents.
Are they uptight there at Ease? We're okay for me saying hello, Ross. I just want to check on that, yeah?
Absolutely.
So Halloween is coming up. Now, I have to know, is it one of your favorite times of the year? You have any big plans this year?
I love fall because I'm not into the hot weather, so I love that it's cooling down. Halloween has always been like a little bit of pressure for me because like the whole costumes and things, it's always like, oh, I always think I forget, and like it's always a last minute rush. But this year we are going to do a very special Hello Ross Halloween episode. So we just had a meeting this morning, and on a big whiteboard we are like sort of powwowing what costumes I can do. I want to do multiple costumes on the show.
Oh, wow. Okay. So can you give us a sneak peek? You just said the planning is just getting started, but what's on your wish list then? What's your top costume idea?
Well, I don't want to give it away, but you know, I want it to be topical, what people are talking about in pop culture, because that's what we do on our show. So I don't want to give it away, but we have some really pretty great ideas. And then in addition, on that episode, we're also doing, the field piece we're doing is dogs dressed as celebrities. We had the first annual Hello Ross Dog Celebrity Lookalike Pageant. So we're costumed all around on Halloween.
I was looking through your Instagram pics, and I do love your dogs. Do you dress them up for Halloween?
We do. One year, my Louise is a lobster. Our little, she's my Maltipoo. Our Chihuahua is so small that, like, it's hard to get costumes for him. So we have little, like, suits for him, and then there's one shirt with, like, a skeleton on it that he wears most Halloween.
Are they easy to dress up, though, or do they fuss around?
No, they love being dressed up, especially the little Chihuahua. He loves, because he's always cold, so he's just, like, excited to be wearing something.
You know what I think would be interesting is if a dog was dressed up as Paris Hilton, because isn't she the one who usually dresses them up?
That's not a bad idea. She did have that Tinkerbell dog.
Yeah, yeah. Now, okay, so I mentioned looking through your dog pics, and I noticed that in your place you have a lot of booze. Ross, do you have anything to tell us? Drinking problem, or do you just entertain a lot?
We do have a bar cart in the living room. No, we entertain a lot. We, like, have people come all the time to our house, and so we always have cocktails ready for anyone who comes over.
Okay. We're going to talk more about your show on E! In just a second, but we've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with Ross Matthews right after this. Ross Matthews from Hello Ross on E! Joining us, and I'm going to say, hey Ross, how's it going?
You can say whatever you want.
All right. Well, now, you've had a lot of great guests stop by your show already. I know Gwyneth Paltrow was exciting for you, but you met her a long time ago, and I know that you couldn't believe that she was now a guest on your show. So what was that experience like?
Well, you know, I mean, I've always loved her since when I was in, you know, college is the first time I saw her, and I used to pretend that we were best friends, and then we did become great friends, and then to see her on my show was just like, it was one of those moments of, like, this full circle thing where, you know, it was our sixth episode in, and we've been working so hard, and, like, you know, when you work this hard, it's kind of very randomly do you get to come up and, like, sort of go, oh my gosh, look what we've done. And that moment when she rounded the corner, when I introduced her and she came on my show, was so overwhelming for me, because, not to be all hippy-dippy and mushy about it, but it was like, I can't believe I went from loving her to knowing her to now saying the words, please welcome Gwyneth Paltrow on my talk show. It was really sort of like a mile marker in how far I've come, and then our team here on Hello Ross, how hard we've worked. I'm so proud. We're having the best time, and the show is so fun, and it really is a place for super fans to dork out over their favorite celebs, and it's working. You know, we just got picked up for more episodes. The audience is showing up. I could not be happier.
That's so exciting. Now, how did this all start, though? Was this just Ross the intern on The Tonight Show? Where did it all begin?
Yeah, it began over 12 years ago on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I was just behind the scenes. I had this dream since I was 8 years old of being a talk show, working on television. And then one day, they could have sort of said to me, you know, you're funny. We're going to put you on air. And now I worked, you know, that long, and it's taken this long to get here. And we finally have the talk show, and the dream has come true. And I've always been this unapologetic super fan, you know. I just have no shame when it comes to loving this stuff. And when I finally got the chance to create the show I wanted to create, I said, let's make a show for people who love this stuff. Because I think there's so many shows about people tearing down pop culture, saying how stupid that is, or lame she is, or he is. And I said, I want to make a show that says, I love this stuff, you love this stuff, let's obsess about it and talk it out. And that's what our show is about.
Do you think this is all going to come full circle, and someday you're going to be hosting The Tonight Show?
I don't know about about that. I hope I'm hosting a show. I hope this show gets bigger and bigger. I want more time. I want either more days a week. I want or an hour, and I think that's the goal. I want more episodes. We have a phrase in our floor. It's the more floor where we work, and every meeting I end with more on three. 1, 2, 3, more. And that's all we want here on the staff. We just want to do more of this. We're having the best time. We read every tweet, every Facebook message. We know the audience is having a great time, so we just want more. More.
Let's go back to the guests on your show. Are you like Oprah? Do you not see them beforehand and then just have the realness play out on camera, or are you just like right in their dressing rooms getting buddy-buddy before the show?
You know, I come from the Jay Leno School of Television, which is, you know, work hard, get the staff out early, be nice to everybody, make it more like a 9-to-5 job. And then what Jay does is he always goes and has a moment with the guests. And I've been on talk shows. Every host is different. I like to have a moment with them. I like to say thank you. You know, these are people who are very busy. And of course, a lot of times they're promoting things. But for example, Gwyneth was here. She had nothing to promote. She just came because she loved me and wanted to have fun. So I really want to say thanks to them. I want to make sure they feel welcome. And some hosts are afraid of losing that spontaneous moment, you know, but I know we're going to have a moment out there. I'm not worried about it. Mm-hmm. So I always say hi.
Mm-hmm. Another question sent in here. Who is your dream celebrity guest?
Dream celeb guest? I'd like to have Lady Gaga on because the show is about bringing pop culture and fans together. I'd love to provide that kind of access for her fans. Plus, I don't know who she is. I'd like to try to crack that nut, figure her out a little bit. I don't know who, her real name is Stephanie. Who is this girl inside the Lady Gaga? I'd like to find that out.
How would you do that, though? Like, how would you insist on her dropping the character and pulling out the real Stephanie? Like, what would you do?
Well, I think it's about the questions you ask her. It's about, like, what do you do on your day off? What's the last thing you saw that really inspired you? You know, who's the last time you were starstruck? You know, try to get her to answer some questions about what's going on inside her in a really relatable kind of way. You know, our show's all about being a fan, so kind of trying to find out who she's a fan of. I think that's interesting, don't you?
I think so, too. Now, you're also a fan of the Kardashian-Jenners. Of course, they're your friends on E! There. I've got to ask you, as we wrap this up, though, seems like every day there's some development in their family, in their story, and people are saying that, you know, maybe this is just them trying to be in the spotlight again, is the drama, you know, just their way of stealing the spotlight from everybody else and having people talk about them. So what are your thoughts, or do you just love every minute of it?
Well, I mean, I love every minute of it. I watch the show. I've gotten to know them, and I really do like them. I think some things, to be honest with you, I don't want to speak for them. I would think some of this stuff, of course, if someone's filming your life and once your life is really interesting, you kind of have to make sure there's content there. But, I mean, not all of it. There are people at the end of the day, and right now, if you read the same things I'm reading, you see that they're struggling with things that so many different families do. And I would imagine, for the most part, it's not all just drummed up. I mean, they have enough money at this point. I don't think they're drumming up issues like this for exposure, you know?
All right, so Hello Ross airs, you know what my notes say, Monday. It airs Friday nights on E!, doesn't it, Ross?
It is Friday. Thank you for knowing. It airs Friday on E!, and it's the most fun you'll have all week. I promise you. It's just a smile from beginning to end.
And of course I know that it's Friday. I watch it. I'm going to be watching you this Friday, Ross, and every Friday after that, and I can't wait to watch the Halloween show.
Thank you for watching. I hope you have fun when you watch it.
I do. Maybe I'll just tweet up a storm the entire time, because I know you live tweet during it, don't you?
I do. I read every tweet. I love to, like, answer any questions that people have. I live tweet during it. I mean, there's nothing, I know it sounds like kind of almost narcissistic, but I love, like, watching it and reading people's thoughts, because the audience is my co-host, so I really want to know their feedback. And we've even changed some things based on feedback from the show. I mean, for, you know, from the audience on the show. So I really mean it when I say that.
Very interactive. We love it. Ross Matthews, happy Halloween. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.